You are listening to The Morning Devotion, a local program on WYAW 93.5 FM Pooler, Savannah. We are reading from the daily devotional titled Authentic, written by Sean Boonstra and published by Pacific Press. Each reading is meant to be a moment of reflection, a brief peek at one small facet of the stunning picture of Jesus provided to us through the three angels' messages. Our prayer for you is that you will find yourself drawn ever nearer to the one who stepped down from glory to be closer to you. Good morning, Fern here, and thank you for joining us for today's devotion. Our reflection for the month of February is, I accept the death of Jesus Christ on Calvary as the atoning sacrifice for my sins and believe that by God's grace through faith in His shed blood, I am saved from sin and its penalty. Today's verse is Isaiah 28:20. For the bed is too short to stretch out on, and the covering so narrow that one cannot wrap himself in it. The title of today's devotion is, No Rest for the Wicked. But first, a song.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn. Of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the
I am not the world's tallest man, but I am 6 feet tall, and in my travels, I have occasionally had to spend the night on a short sofa with a small blanket. My calves are on the armrest on one end, my head is uncomfortably contorted against the armrest at the other, and I wake up in the morning feeling as if I've not slept at all. The leadership in Jerusalem knew they had a serious problem. The nation had been disobedient to the covenant, and as a result, they had given up on God's protection and were faced with fending off the Assyrians, who had already wreaked havoc in the northern kingdom of Israel. Instead of turning back to God, however, they hoped to find a solution by creating a confederacy of nations to fight off the invaders. They dreamed of strength in numbers, but they were underestimating the power of the enemy. It was a man-made solution to a spiritual problem, and God warned them that they would discover their solution was a tiny bed that offered no rest. Judah was like Adam and Eve in the garden, desperately stitching together fig leaves in the hopes of covering their nakedness, another man-made solution to a deeply spiritual problem. Even though they had been told that sin would lead to death, they were underestimating the true cost of sin. It is a problem that we cannot fix on our own. Even after they had clothed themselves, Adam and Eve still dove into the bushes to hide when they heard God approaching. The real solution? Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. Genesis 3:21. The Bible does not specify that the animal used to provide the skin was a lamb, but the weight of evidence throughout the Bible would certainly suggest it. The message is clear. The wages of sin is death. And the only workable solution, if we want to avoid the prospect of eternal death, is for an innocent substitute to cover us with his righteousness. Only then will we find a bed big enough to offer rest. "Come to me," said Jesus, "all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. And now, a song.
On thy side, bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul. Thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways, leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy calm. Purest joys restored.
Thank you for joining us for today's devotion. We are reading from the daily devotion titled Authentic by Sean Boonstra. For more information on this devotional, Sean Boonstra, or to hear any devotions you may have missed, visit our website at www.wyawradio.org. This program has been brought to you by WYAW 93.5 FM. Until tomorrow, may God bless you today.
Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope with no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in, when death was arrested and my life began. Ash was redeemed, only beauty remained. My orphan heart was given a name. My mourning grew quiet, my feet rose to dance, when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over. From my chains, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt and he called me his friend. When death was arrested and my life began, oh, your grace, so rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with our freedom in hand. That's when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you. It's you.
Says come, he knows, he sees.